you feel.
I will keep trying to recall what I can about these officials, Air Force officials.
If you could remember what kind of a car they drove. I remember looking out my bedroom window and seeing your patrol car had lights on and you were escorting a car with the men that came to the house. That's all I can remember. I can't remember.
Right.
Yes. Your lights
were flashing. I wanted to talk with you in person.
Yes, and my dad wouldn't let me. Yes.
I thought he made a mistake there.
Well, he was very upset because I had been missing for an hour and a half to 2 hours. And
yes.
So it was very traumatizing. He wanted to protect me. When I got home, I just...
You finally realized, though, you actually had a good reason there. You saw a spaceship.
I was on the spaceship, sir. I swear.
I don't know about that, but I do know that the call from my officer and those I sent to the scene and yourself indicated there was a spaceship just... I guess you call it hovering. Just it was not moving. I mean, it was up in the air a few feet, but it stayed pretty steady on my book there.
Yes, it was completely silent, and it did stay steady. The lights were flashing, though. It had the lights flashing, and then
yeah, that's what Marty Cohen said in his radio call.
And from the inside, when I was inside, I realized that those flashing lights were windows. From the inside, I could see completely.
Oh, the light came from inside, not outside.
Mm-hmm.
Came from inside the spaceship.
Mm-hmm. And they were
windows. What would you call it, a spaceship or what?
It was a ship. It was a ship, a spaceship. And it was piloted by a very human-looking
man. Well, that hour or two drastically changed your whole life, didn't it?
Exactly. They put me through a lot of tests, and I was given a lot of information that I would never know. I would never have been able to understand deep information, loving information. They were very benevolent, loving beings. They didn't mean to hurt me in any way. And the messages and the information they gave me have made me who I am.
And you are now in the process of writing a book on the episode, right?
Yes, I have finished the book, and a publisher has it. A major publisher has it, and it is in what is they call the review process.
Order me a copy when it comes out, will you?
Absolutely, because I speak of you, of course, highly, and...
Well, I
dedicate the book to my daughter, and then I do gratitudes to, you know, the people that helped me. And your name is...
Sure, the library at Novi gets one. The library director is doing a real job.
That's why it's so important. Do you realize that you have some of the most important information in the world to share? And only you, because of your intelligence and how much people respect you, if you would speak out on this, you would be helping people all over the world, like myself, not to be afraid, to realize that it may have seemed frightening at the time to people because it was shocking.
Well, I stood in dispatch, next to the dispatcher, and I talked, and I picked up the mic, and I talked with Marty Cohen, right from his patrol car. And he was describing that object above him, that spaceship. So I, for one, although I haven't seen it, I can testify it was there, because Marty Cohen was not delusional or anything else.
Well, it immobilized his car. That beam of light came down, and he kept driving towards where we were standing. I was with Cindy and her father, and some neighbors had gathered, and there were two police officers, and Martin Cohen was driving in the unmarked car towards us. I didn't know it was Martin Cohen at the time, not until you had told me. And
I got you remembered one thing, though, that most people don't know. It was unmarked.
Yes, yes, yeah, because he was patrolling a nearby area that was under construction.
He was patrolling that subdivision they were stealing over. Same guy that used the disguise. they were building those houses, would leave a pile of lumber at night, and they didn't attempt to guard it, and one or two of them would come back if they needed any lumber and steal it.
Well, that must have scared the poop out of him when the light came down and immobilized his car.
They never reported it. They just took off fast. Okay, Nancy. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I will. You have a good day now.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.